Page 94, measure number 22-80, Sandy M. Canyon School District number 129J. Referred to the people by the district board. Sandy M. Canyon School District number 129J, general obligation bond authorization. Question, shall Sandy M. Canyon School District number 129J be authorized to issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $14,500,000? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would finance capital construction and improvements in bond issuance costs. It is expected that this measure would provide funds for Gates Elementary School, build a new school with approximately 15 classrooms, K through 5, cafeteria, gym, and demolish existing school buildings with the exception of the old high school building. Middle school, renovations including handicapped accessibility, exterior painting, adding flashing, siding, and other improvements. High school, upgrades and renovations including but not limited to roofing, rebuilding shop to accommodate new science and agriculture classrooms, and security improvements. Related furnishing, equipping and site improvements, and bond costs. The bonds would mature in 26 years or less from the date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. Explanatory statement. For the first time in the district's history, the Sandy M. Canyon School District has placed a bond measure on the ballot to address problems caused by aging facilities and the lack of funding to upgrade them and upgrade facilities for student learning. The school board voted unanimously to place the bond measure on the November 4, 2008 ballot as a result of feedback from community forums held in April at Detroit City Hall, Mill City Middle School, and Gates Elementary School. Specifically, the $14.5 million bond measure would construct a new elementary school to replace Gates Elementary School, renovate the middle school to extend the life of the building, upgrade and renovate the high school to increase learning opportunities for students and extend the life of the building, construct a new elementary school to replace Gates Elementary School on the same school site. The new school would accommodate approximately 325 students in grades K through 5, includes approximately 15 classrooms, library, cafeteria, and gym. The old Gates High School building will not be destroyed. Renovate the middle school to extend the life of the building. These renovations would include major exterior building upgrades such as siding, flashing, exterior painting, and other improvements, making the school accessible for anyone who is disabled. Upgrade and renovate the high school to update learning opportunities for students and extend the life of the building. These upgrades and renovations would replace worn-out roofing, rebuild the shop to accommodate new science and agriculture classrooms, make safety and security improvements throughout the building. The Sandy M. Canyon School District currently has no general obligation bond debt. Like most districts, the costs for building upgrades and improvements exceed district resources. Under the current system of school finance, school districts are expected to finance these projects with general obligation bonds authorized by the district voters. The estimated tax rate increase for the proposed $14.5 million bond would be, on average, approximately $2.79 per $1,000 assessed value, or approximately $279 in additional taxes per year for each $100,000 of assessed property value over the 26-year life of the bond. This amount could vary depending on interest rates, growth in the district's total taxable assessed value, and other factors. For example, if the district's taxable assessed value increases more than anticipated, the amount could go down. If the district's total taxable assessed value goes down, the amount could go up. A property's taxable assessed value differs from the market value. Market value represents the value of the property in today's real estate market. Property taxes are based on the taxable assessed value, which is determined by the county assessor and is generally lower than the market value. Submitted by John B. Yates, Superintendent, Santiam Canyon School District Number 129J. No arguments in favor of or opposed to this measure were filed.